welcome everyone again. We want you to know that we're happy that you're here. And a reminder that there's not a better place in the world to be than right here together in God's presence with His people. Now, this evening's lesson is an extension of our lesson from last Sunday. And we looked at the fruits of the Spirit in Galatians 5th chapter. Oh, and I did print out the PowerPoint because I really wanted, I know it's tiny, but I wanted to save some trees, that, you know, so I could do it front and back and didn't do a lot of paper. But I wanted you to see a couple things on there. And if you didn't get one, I've got some extras on that table over there. There's a few left. Just some of that. I want you to see a big picture on a couple things there. So if you didn't get one of those, grab one. But, you know, surely everyone here this evening has a desire to be spiritual, right? I don't think you would be here unless you had a desire to be spiritual. Right? I really, truly believe that that is a desire of all of God's people. We have a desire to be spiritual, and you know, we struggle in that. You know, it can be difficult. Sometimes we don't know how to. We want to, and we will be if we get some good direction, some good guidance. Right? And the guidance, the direction that we have this evening, straight from God's Word, He gives the perfect sermon outline for preachers like me, just to share with you if you've ever seen this before. And, you know, so, you know, we've been talking about a lot of practical things. Right? We talked about the fruit of the Spirit last week, Galatians 5. We're talking about some practical things. And to get to chapter 6, it's not like it's a new thought. Just because it's a new chapter, He's going to extend that teaching about the fruit of the Spirit and really lay out for us how to do that. And it's such a wonderful lesson that God gives us here. But if you look at one of those, if you can see it, I want you to keep in mind three main passages, sets of Scripture. This really helps you understand your entire New Testament, by the way, also. Matthew chapter 22, verses 37 through 40. Now, that's not on there, but you'll see. Of course, two greatest commandments. We're going to love God with all of our being, right? All of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. Second is likened unto the first. Love your neighbor as yourself. Right? And then I got on there 2 Corinthians chapter 5. And if you get to the end of the chapter there, it's all about being reconciled to God and helping others be reconciled to God. Then we mentioned this last week in a little more detail, John the 15th chapter. Basically verses 1 through 8. And it's about us being attached to the vine of Jesus Christ. Right? So we have that desire to be attached to the vine of Jesus and then help others be attached to the vine of Jesus, if you will. Of course, God is a vine dresser. He's into the pruning and the cleaning. We allow Him to do that so we can grow, so that we can bear fruit. Right? So we're talking about bearing fruit, bearing fruits of righteousness. Right? To be a natural byproduct of who we are. And so Paul is going to drive home some very critical points here. In other words, going into chapter 6, Paul says, you are spiritual, and hopefully that describes all of us, right? You know, as fruit-bearing people, right, as fruit-bearing people, you who are spiritual, this is what the Lord wants you to do. And then you get into chapter 6, and I ended our lesson last week talking about these 10 things. But then we're going to break it down a little bit in this lesson here. And these next 10 things are going to fall under three categories. Right? Take root, grow, and sow. Right? You can't sow if you're not growing. You can't grow unless you take root. So it goes in that order. Take root, grow, and sow. And it breaks down like that. But I just want you to be mindful of this top 10 list that Paul gives us here. And I'm not revealing any big secret to you that, you know, I think we all know this, that if we're not growing, we're dying. Right? If we're not growing, we become that, like, stagnant water, no life, that dead branch on the vine. And, of course, we're not going to bear fruit. If we're not growing, we die. Right? And I think we should all know that instinctively. And if not, let me tell you, if you're not growing, you're dying. And so hopefully, you know, this describes us, you who are spiritual, verse 1, you who have that desire to grow spiritually, do these things, right? And let me just read these 10 things for you here real quick. So those of you who are spiritual, and of course take note and read out to King James, it starts off with brethren. All right, brethren, if a man is overtaken by any trespass, you who are spiritual, do these things. Right, so in verse 1, we're talking about taking root, you know, show concern for others. Right, you think about those three main passages that I mentioned, love your neighbors yourself, be reconciled to God, help others be reconciled, you know, help others be attached to the vine of Jesus Christ, kind of keep that in mind. Then you go to verse 2, help others bear the burdens. Now we're going to break these down a bit more as we go. Verse 3, be humble. You see it? Verse 4, be honest concerning yourself. Right, I would remind you of 2 Corinthians 13:5. Test yourself, examine yourself, see if Jesus Christ is even in you. Right, verse 4, so be honest concerning yourself. Verse 5, accept spiritual responsibility in your life. Verse 6, support those working for the Lord. Verse 7, realize the concept of sowing and reaping. Verse 8, sow to the Spirit. Verse 9, don't grow weary in your dedication and your service. Verse 10, do good to all men. Right? And so, you know, when you might be struggling with, you know, how do you stay connected to the vine of Jesus? How do you abide there? Right? So you can take this list of things that he's given you that'll help. Right? How do you remain reconciled to God and help others? Well, take these 10 things. You know, whatever you're looking at, take these 10 things here that God gives us, a how-to, right, for our faith. So, as Christians here, I want you to note that we need to take root, grow, and sow. So, first, three main points. Verse 1, taking root. This is where it all starts. You who are spiritual, take root. And I think this is one of the more direct portions mentioned in this. Right? That he's talking, that this is all about, you know, really making sure you're reconciled with God, then help others be reconciled with God. 2 Corinthians 5. You know, loving God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Matthew 22. Right? So maybe what you need to do is be reconnected. Right? Maybe that's where you need to restart. Or be reconnected. You know, John writes for us, Revelation 2, verse 5, Jesus talking to the church at Ephesus. Right? He's saying, remember, repent, redo, or I'll remove my blessing presence from you. It's kind of like that. You know, go back, start over, take root, rebuild, reconstruct. Right? And of course, I think as you go here, what we're going to see, you know, take personal spiritual responsibility. You need to reconnect. Are you disconnected? The vine of Jesus Christ. Have you ever been connected? So on and so forth. You know, and so he's talking to Christian people here, specifically those who obeyed the gospel. Galatians is written to Christians. Okay? So he's talking with Christians, and that should highlight the fact that God understands why he had Paul through the Holy Spirit write this, is we're going to struggle in these areas. Right? We want to be spiritual, we want to do these things, but we struggle. And God says, well, let me give you some guidance. And we have this list here, this first one. You got to take root, right? Go back to the basics if you need to. Restructure, restart. However you want to look at that. Reevaluate, repent, whatever. You know, reevaluate if you're in doubt. Repent if you need to. Rededicate if you must. Rebuild if you have to, right? And so you have this here. In other words, take root. You can't grow or sow until you take root, until you get this established, until you take care of this important thing here. And, you know, you restore that relationship with God. And here's kind of a side note. I've been thinking about this also in my preparation for this lesson tonight. It's kind of a quick word study. Maybe this will help you in verse 1, where he says, in a spirit of gentleness. Very particular word. And yes, it goes with what we're talking about, but just in general, it's a very unique word in the original language in the Greek. It's a Greek word, praus. The exact same word that's used in the Beatitudes, right? Matthew 5, verse 5, where we're told, you know, blessed are the meek. Same word for meek. And I think maybe sometimes we mistakenly have the idea that this meekness, that this gentleness is this idea of, you know, our heads down and our shoulders are down. And you know, with just no confidence and allowing people to use us as a format. That is not what this word means. Not at all. This word has the idea of a gentle strength. Gentle strength which expresses power with reserve. So when you read that here in the Sermon on the Mount, in the Beatitudes, right, that this is strength under control. In other words, this is demonstrating power without harshness. And in my mind, biblically, you know, I think about the centurions. You know, you don't read anything bad about any of the centurions. Powerful men in your New Testament. It's kind of like these were powerful men, but you always read about them having good attitudes, right? And so when we're thinking about what we're seeing here in Galatians 6, and we see this gentleness, understand that's what it means, right? It's strength. You're demonstrating strength, but you're showing that you're reserving that. Or maybe you can think like a horse, right? A horse is powerful. If that horse wants to go where that horse wants to go, it's going to go there, right? But it's allowing you to direct it through a bridle. So I just wanted to mention that. I thought that was interesting, and maybe that'll help you in this study. But back here to what we're talking about, you know, the thing about this teaching here is, I think that we can really take from verse 1, it's about us looking out. It's about us having a care and concern for others, right, where we're focusing outward. And, you know, when we do that, when we're focused outward, loving our neighbor as ourselves, helping others be reconciled to God, right, helping others be attached to the vine of Jesus Christ. When we're doing that, when we're living out these fruits of the Spirit, you know, it's going to minimize the opportunity for Satan to come in and attack us and bring forward these temptations that so easily snares. So I think that's very interesting here. And speaking of that attitude of service, which is the very basics of Christianity. All right, so number 2 here, verses 2 through 5. So take root number 1. Number 2, grow. All right, you who are spiritual, grow. Read verse 2 with me. Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. What's the law of Christ? Right. Help God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Love your neighbor as yourself. Right? We read about that over in James. James talks about that. And so, you know, help others bear their burdens. You know, let us look for opportunities to do that. This is how we grow. Now, the thing about it is, I'm not going to know what your burdens are unless I know what your burdens are. Right? We have to spend time together. That's why fellowship is so important. That's why being in each other's homes, spending time, you know, learning what each other's burdens are so we can bear each other's burdens. This is part of that growth process. Verse 3, if you read this, for if anyone thinks himself to be something, when he is nothing, he deceives himself. In other words, be humble. You want to grow, be humble. Right? Peter talks about that in 1 Peter, the whole book that was written for people struggling through a lot of difficulties. And again throughout that book, be humble, be submissive, be humble, be submissive. That's the answer. Right? If you want to grow, help others bear their burdens, then be humble. But think so much of yourself. Right? That doesn't mean also that we think that we're worthless. That's not the point here. We'd rather be humble like Christ was humble. Verse 4, be honest concerning yourself. Right? But let each one examine his own work, and then he will have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another. Right? Be honest. Where are you spiritually? Are you reconciled to God? Do you not know? Are you bearing fruit? Right? If you're attached to the vine of Jesus Christ and that's a byproduct, you're going to bear fruit. If you're not bearing fruit, maybe you're not connected. Just be honest with that. And fix what needs to be fixed. Verse 5 here, accept personal spiritual responsibility, for each one shall bear his own load. Right? Now, I want to help you bear your burdens, but in the end, you're going to be responsible for your situation. I'm going to be responsible for mine. You know, we want to help each other in that, but in the end, 2 Corinthians 5, verse 10, we're all going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ. Which is very interesting, because that's the chapter that goes on and talks about be reconciled to God and help others reconcile with God also. And you do these things, you're going to grow spiritually, right? Do all the good that you can, do whatever you can, however you can, whatever form you can, by whatever means you can. That should be our mindset as God's people here. Whether it's helping others bear the burden, verse 2, living a life of humble service, verse 3, honestly examining your spiritual state, verse 4, and accepting your own load for what it is, verse 5. Right? You can't help but grow spiritually. Right? You know, when we do things God's way, it'll work out every time. Right? It'll work out every time when we do it God's way here. You know, when we're focused on Christ, we're focused on service, we're focused on others. You know, we're not going to have time to focus on self and have personal pity parties and woe is me, everything that's wrong in my life. You know, you live that Christian life content with your situation, you're going to grow. You'll absolutely grow. Right? You're not going to focus on your previous life outside of Christ. Right? People are going to see what kind of tree you are by the fruit that you bear. Remember, Jesus talks about that in the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapter 7. You want to know what kind of tree it is? Well, what's the kind of fruit it's bearing? And so, you know, you can really sum up verses 2 through 5 here with you who are spiritual, grow spiritually by working, by staying busy for the Lord. All right, then our third and final point here, sowing, verses 6 through 10. So you who are spiritual, number one, take root, verse 1. Right? You're going to grow, verses 2 through 5, and then sow, verses 6 through 10. And really, I think this is kind of the action part of this, in my mind anyways. Anyways, verse 6 here, read it with me. Talk about sowing now. Let him who is taught the word share in all good things with him who teaches. Support the work of the Lord. Support those who are working for the Lord. Right? Do what you can to sow, but help those who are sowing. Right? You know, it's okay to work behind the lines. Right? As long as you're working. Right? Every frontline infantry soldier has 6 to 8 soldiers behind the lines supporting that one infantry soldier for them to be successful in that mission. So they're working just as hard behind the lines. Right? What matters is completing the mission, wherever you are in that, on the front line or behind the lines. Right? As long as you're working. Right? Support those who work for the Lord. The important thing is that they're working to carry out that mission. Now look at verse 7. Verse 7 here, do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. So realize the concept of sowing and reaping. Understand that principle that God has put into play ever since the garden. What you put in the ground, that's what you're going to get out. Right? And you know, if you want to sow seeds to the flesh, let me tell you, that's what you're going to reap. But if you're going to sow to the Spirit, listen, that's what you're going to read. Back up to chapter 5 and just notice this here. Now, to sow basically means to share, right? You're sowing seeds. Now, you can sow good seeds, you can sow bad seeds. Either one, whatever you put in the ground, that's what you're going to reap. And remember, a harvest is always later, and it's greater. Right? So we need to understand that concept of sowing and reaping. If you go back to verse 16 of chapter 5, I say that walk in the Spirit, you shall not fulfill the lust of flesh. You know, are you sowing those seeds? If you're sowing those seeds, that's what you're going to reap. You will absolutely reap that. Then drop down to verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, and faithfulness. Are you sowing those seeds? Because if you are, you're going to benefit from that. You're going to have that harvest. It also will be later and greater. Let me just jump out of Galatians here real quick and jump back to 2 Corinthians chapter 9 for a moment. When we think about this concept of sowing and reaping, right? 2 Corinthians chapter 9, read verses 6 and 7. Well, let's read 6 through 8. 2 Corinthians 9, beginning of verse 6. But this I say, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. And he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. So let each one give as he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, may have an abundance for every good work. And so, of course, here, he's talking about our giving as Christians, absolutely we're commanded to give on the first day of the week of our means, but also it's carrying the idea of giving constantly. You know, we're just giving people. Whether it's our money, yes, but also our time, our energy, our focus. You know, we're giving people, and if that's what you're sowing, you know, you're going to reap back those good things. What a wonderful teaching that is right there. So, you know, ask yourself this before we go on. You know, what am I sowing? All right? Ask yourself that. What am I sowing? What am I sowing? Because, again, we're going to be held accountable for what we're sowing. I take your mind back to 2 Corinthians 5, verse 10 again. We're all going to stand before Jesus on the judgment day. What am I sowing? That's a question we need to honestly ask and examine. All right, now, verse 8 here in Galatians 6. Do not sow to the flesh, right? Rather, sow to the Spirit. For he who sows to the flesh, his flesh, will of the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit, will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. Let's get a little more detail there. You know, why don't we sow to the flesh? Well, because there's going to be consequences. Well, why do we sow to the Spirit? Well, because there's rewards. And good things are going to come into our lives when we do that. Now, I'll go back to Galatians 5 one more time. All right, we read verse 16. Now, I read verse 17. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. Right, that's always a temptation. We want to do the things that we wish. Understand, when we're doing that, we're sowing to the flesh. There's going to be a harvest later. So I need to fix that. I need to correct that. I need to understand what that's going on in my life. But, of course, notice, going down to verse 22 we already read, and 23, verse 24, and those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Right? This is what we are to sow, the fruits of the Spirit. We need to take inventory and be honest. You know, what are we sowing? We're sowing to the Spirit, or are we sowing to the flesh? And then our verse 9 here, never grow weary in our dedication or service. Read it with me. And let us not grow weary while doing good. You know, it'll wear you out sometimes doing good. When you're busy with the Lord's work, you know, you're just busy. You're doing things. It's weary. Right? And let's make sure we're doing what we're doing for the Lord, His church, His people. We're doing it because of who we are in Christ, not what other people are doing or not doing. Right? We're doing it for His glory. We're not doing it for pat on the back. Now, a pat on the back and a thanks is appreciated. Right? So you see someone working, you know, thank them. But, you know, that's not why we do what we do. We're doing it for the glory of God, this kingdom. Right? I'm doing what I do because of who I am in Christ. And I think that's important for us to note here. And we grow weary of that. Right? We grow weary. So he says, for in due season we shall reap. So there's that idea again. If we do not lose heart. You're sowing good seeds. Right? You're not growing weary. You're working for the Lord. You're glorifying Him. You're staying active. You're loving your neighbors. Yourself, all of these things. Don't give up. Don't grow weary. Right? You're going to reap that harvest. It's going to be later, and it's going to be greater. And this is really about remaining steadfast. All about not giving up and growing weary. Let me read a passage to you out of Hebrews 10th chapter, and we'll come back and do our last point there. Hebrews, the 10th chapter. Now remember, as we read this, the harvest, it's always later, and it's great, right? And God determines that. That's a principle that He's established. So this is for Christians here. Therefore, do not cast away your confidence, which has great reward. There's your harvest. For you have need of endurance. You know, that farmer, as he's waiting, James talks about this. The farmer's waiting for the harvest. And he stays busy. Now, the farmer, when he plants something, he doesn't sit on his hand and do nothing. And just, no, he's out there. Take care of those crops. Right? You have need of endurance so that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise. There's a harvest. And now what's interesting, he's going to quote Jeremiah 31, 34 here. That's all about the Lord's church. The promise of the Lord's church there in Jeremiah 31. He says, for yet a little while, and he who is coming will come and will not tarry. Right? Jeremiah 31 is all about the new covenant in Christ. Then he's going to quote Habakkuk here. Now, in verse 38, now the just shall live by faith. Paul talks about that in Romans 1 and verse 17, right? But if anyone draws back, my soul has no pleasure in him. But we are not of those who draw back to destruction, or your translation may say perdition, but of those who believe in the saving of the soul. There's your harvest. Don't give up. Don't grow weary. Right? Never give up. Verse 10, Galatians 6. Finally here, do good to all men, right? We've heard it a thousand times. Therefore, right? Therefore, everything that he's been talking about, and I think you can take this all the way back to chapter 5, when he talks about the fruits of the Spirit. And you who are spiritual, you know, work on these things. Take root, grow, and sow. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those of the household of faith. Right, what a powerful statement here. And this is speaking of the Christian attitude, Christian mindset. Right? You know, you're never going to grow spiritually unless you have this attitude. It's not going to happen. Right? Doing good, do good to all men, but do good especially to those in the household of faith. Especially, there's this special clause there. What are you sowing? Right? Are you looking for opportunities to do good to all men? Are you looking for opportunities to do good, especially to those of the household of faith? And you start thinking about this, and a lot of it, of course, is looking out. Right? And we've been talking about that in our theme. This is all about looking out. Right? You're never going to want to share the message of Christ if you don't care about the soul that needs to hear that message. What are you sowing? Right? If you don't care about the eternal souls of others, you're not going to sow anything. You're not going to sow the message. You're not going to sow that Christian attitude, that Christian mindset. It would only be natural, of course, that you would care deeply for those of the household of faith. Right? Knowing what you have in Christ and looking around at your brethren. So look for and pray for opportunities to do good for the glory of God. So, by way of conclusion here, kind of put it all together. You know, listen, we have a gospel worthy of defending. We have a gospel worthy of defending. Right, those of you who are spiritual need to do the following here. Take root. Show concern for others. Maybe that's an area you need to restart and rebuild, reconnect, redo. Right? Then number two, grow by helping bear others' burdens, being humble. Be honest concerning your spiritual situation. Accept personal spiritual responsibility. And then sow. So take root, grow, and then sow here. And support those working for the Lord. Get busy working for the Lord. Realize and understand the concept, the principle of sowing and reaping. I think that understanding that principle will help us in many, many ways in our faith. So sow to the Spirit, right? Never, don't sow to the flesh, of course, but never grow weary in your dedication and your service, Lord, and then do good to all men, especially to those in the household of faith. So those of you who are spiritual, do these things, right? Love God with all of your being. Love your neighbor as yourself. There in Matthew 22nd chapter, be reconciled to God, 2 Corinthians 5. Help others to be reconciled to God. John 15. Be attached to the vine of Jesus and help others do that. You who are spiritual, do these things. This evening, if you're subject to gospel invitation, that invitation is for you. Right? It's for you to respond to being put on Christ for baptism, or you know, if you realize that self-examination that you are no longer reconciled to God, you want to come back home. Let us show you the love of God here. Let us help you that here. Please let someone know if that's the case as we stand.